This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Iowa agriculture continues to wrestle with a familiar challenge. Production continues to climb, but demand has struggled to keep pace. That dynamic has kept pressure on commodity prices and raised questions about how Iowa farmers access both domestic and international trade markets moving forward. Earlier this week, farm and renewable fuels leaders gathered to discuss those challenges, the role of policy in shaping demand, and what decisions made now could mean for the farm economy down the road. We'll hear more right after this.
Your local radio station brings you the local news you depend on. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network complements that with ag news, weather, and market updates tailored for Iowa's farmers. Together, we deliver the best of both worlds. Local connection, and industry expertise. It's all to keep you connected with the heartbeat of the heartland. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, connecting rural Iowa with the news that matters to you.
In a joint press conference held by Iowa Corn Growers and the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, IRFA Executive Director Monty Shaw talked about some of the discussions taking place and what concerns have been raised about whether the current market is enough to support continued growth in Iowa agriculture.
As is usual, we're outproducing our markets, and so there's really three paths forward. There's the status quo, where supply continues to go up faster than demand, and I think we're in a crisis right now. I'd say it's a small C crisis, but I think if we don't do anything in the next couple of years or sooner, it's going to be a capital C crisis. And I grew up during a farm crisis where the F and the C were capitalized, and I don't want to go back there. That's one scenario. The other scenario is Congress spending, I don't even know what, $20, $30, $40, $50 billion a year on farm support payments. Farmers don't want that. Taxpayers don't want that. I don't even know if that's politically feasible. The other alternative is to grow demand, and because the first two are, quite frankly, unacceptable. So we asked EIS, can we actually grow demand to keep the farm economy robust and to get prices back up where we need to? And I don't want to steal all of Dave's thunder, but the answer is yes. But we need to start now.
That conversation framed demand growth as a key factor in supporting farm income, while also questioning the long-term reliance on government support programs.
This morning in D.C., the Iowa delegation and other champions of agriculture and renewable fuels are fighting the leadership to insist that year-round nationwide E15 is put in one of the vehicles that they're trying to move by the end of this year, this month. I think that's the single most important farm. Iowa Corn might have a different view, but I think that's going to be the single most important ag policy decision that's made this decade. It literally sets us up to move forward or to go into a very bad place.
In addition to near-term policy decisions, the discussion also touched on longer-term market access tied to fuel carbon intensity and infrastructure.
Because it is a now or never. There's not another vehicle to move this bill this year. Then there's elections. I think we'll be waiting years and years and years if we don't get it done in the next few days. So I wanted to highlight that battle is taking place for our future right now, this very instance. And then we don't want to face this in a couple of years again, right? Or 5 years, 7 years, whatever it might be. So we also have a battle going on in the Iowa legislature over our ability to have the tools and technologies we need to enter into these massive new longer-term markets that are demanding ultra-low carbon ethanol. And so I just want everyone to be aware that we have these two battles going, one for our immediate future, one for our long-term future today, and we need to do everything we can to win those battles, or I don't think we're going to like the future very much.
These comments were recorded on Wednesday, and yesterday both E15 and carbon pipeline policy efforts faced setbacks in Congress and the Iowa House. You can find more on that at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.